Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Unlike past years where I agonized between different albums, this year was not particularly close for me.
Hello again, Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. It's Peter Nordgren in beautiful Cornucopia, Wisconsin, on the snowy shores of Lake Superior. Let's talk about the music from 2025 that made the biggest impression on me. Starting out with singles, I'll give an honorable mention to the song Incomprehensible by Big Thief. It's a story song about missing your plane in Winnipeg and driving home to Brooklyn via the north shore of Lake Superior. I live on the south shore of said lake, so it's got a little bit of meaning for me. Another song that I thought was deserving a mention was 777 by Illuminati Hotties. It's a great piece of ear candy. But the single I'm going to point out to you in particular is a song from The Beth's new album, Straight Line Was a Lie. This tune about the mineral content of one's blood might qualify as math rock. I noticed after picking it that it also was on a Barack Obama's list of the best music of 2025. So let's listen to the song, Metal. Looking at albums that came out this year, I want to give an honorable mention to Alan Sparhawk with Trampled by Turtles. It's good to see Al moving forward with new music. And I'll also mention I Quit by Haim. These LA women are operating at 100% these days. It's also hard to avoid the tremendous buzz around the band Geese and their new album Getting Killed. I'm still kind of trying to get a handle on what this band is all about, but I will say that their tune Trinidad has a nice groove to it. The album that I will share with you is Always Been by Craig Finn. I remember Craig from his band Lifter Puller in the Minneapolis scene in the 90s before he moved to New York and started the Hold Steady. I always admire those who approach the album as more than just a collection of singles, kind of upholding that 60s, 70s idea of the concept album. Craig has created one of these here, working with Adam Granduciel and members of the band The War on Drugs, plus Kathleen Edwards for backing vocals. So one of the strongest songs on that album I'll share today, and that is Luke and Leanna. For something that I picked up on at the end of the year, or toward the end of the year, I went with my son Eric to Farm Aid this fall, and there I heard Jesse Wells. We've been having new Dylans come along for 60 or more years, and it seems like we're in sore need of another one right now. Actually, it seems to me Jesse might be a new Phil Oakes or John Prine. His songs have that kind of quality to them. They're about real life and real issues. He was hard at work in 2025 putting out 5 albums in different configurations. So, from his album Middle, here is Horses.
Places that we go and bomb. You know, I thought an awful lot about Jesus, even more about life too. They say that the way of the doubt was to do nothing, then what the hell am I supposed to do? You know, the harder you think, the deeper you sink, the tighter you grip, the more that you slip. So I'm singing this song about loving. Gathering oats for my horses. I was getting my whip and my mule.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to Jim, Patrick, Sam, and all the contributors for making Rockin' the Suburbs possible for all of us. I'm Peter Nordgren. I hope you have a better, greater 2026 ahead. Thanks.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, and the Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my picks for Best Album and Song of 2025, and a pick of a song that I missed this year, but has been on near constant play since I uncovered it in December. My best album of the year is Bleeds by the band Wednesday. Unlike past years where I agonized between different albums, this year was not particularly close for me. At least to my ears, Bleeds outclassed the rest of the competition. The past me would have been confounded by this pick, as I was one of the few people in the universe who did not like Wednesday's last album, Rat Saw God, mostly because I found Carly Hartzman's voice to be a little grating at times. But they've been slowly winning me over. To my ears, Bleeds is a step up from Wednesday's past work in terms of the songwriting, and the band roars like a finely tuned muscle car. The song I suggest playing is Wound Up Here by Holding On. I had a harder time picking Song of the Year, and it came down to This Time Around by Maya Folick, Bovine Excision by Samia, and not broken by Alan Sparhawk and trampled by turtles. In the end, I chose Not Broken. I won't repeat the backstory as I covered it in my main new music picks, but suffice it to say, it's a tough song for me to get through without choking up a little. A song I missed this year is Play by James Kay off the album Friend that came out on September 5th. I'm normally not much of a dance or electronic music fan, but the last half of the song is so irresistible that I can't stop moving when it's on. It's made even better that you don't see it coming, as the first half of the song is kind of a slow and dreamy dirge. Patrick or Jim, be sure to play the second half of this song. It starts at about minute 2 and 38 seconds. That's it for me. I look forward to hearing everyone else's picks, and I wish everyone a happy, peaceful, and prosperous 2026.
And you can put that into rotation as you wish, or not.